bored in the house and the minute the house bored. Just kidding. I'm never bored. Scorpion Daily, we're back. And let's talk about why I'm never bored. Because I stay busy and because there's always something to do. I always find something to do. So never get bored. I actually really miss those days where I had absolutely nothing to do and that was my biggest problem. So now I wish I had more time. Now I need to find more time throughout the day to make the things, do the things that I want to do and make things happen. So it's been interesting. It's a beautiful Monday morning and I finally got into a place where I'm not driving. Just super excited to have this day and really make something out of it. I really want to do something big. So I want to go home feeling like I've left it all on the line and put everything out there. That's what I do every day. I kind of live every day as if it's my last, and I cannot tell you how many times that has, like, helped me just feel better. Because to be quite honest, you could die tomorrow, and I think about this concept a lot. It's not really a concept, it's the truth. The truth of the reality is you could go at any second. Just freak accidents. Anything can happen. We're always driving at high speeds on the internet or the highway. You just never know. Like, it could literally happen where it's just like, boom, that's it. Car crash, you're dead. You're wearing your seatbelts and everything, but it didn't matter. So I'm not trying to scare anyone or give a negative point of view. I hope that you actually go do what you have been wanting to do because you realize how finite this time is we have on Earth. So, with understanding that, I live every day exactly the way I want it, and I kind of just push for everything, and I go really hard every day, and so, I'm just thankful. I'm grateful. I'm at so much peace, and I just want to start doing more or continue to do more. I feel like, you know, things are tough. We have to prioritize, and we might have to sacrifice things in order to get other things. And to be honest, I think I'm starting to evolve as a person, and maybe I can push hard online. And when I say push hard, I mean like really give a big effort of creating great content online that can help inspire, educate, and possibly motivate someone to go do something that they've been afraid to do. You know, maybe they've been sitting on the fence for a while. I just hope I can be that person that gives them the courage to take a jump, to take a leap of faith, really go for it. So, you know, even though I might not be there for them day to day or even in person, I feel like I can be that person online that can really get them into a better place, because that's what happened to me. You know, I don't know if I tell my story that often, but you know, I felt lost at a point in time. Before I got into my 20s, I felt very lost and afraid and confused and just not understanding what it was that I was supposed to be doing. You know, why there, it was so many voices, and I just had to cut through all the noise and find my own voice. And my voice is full of love, laughter, imagination, and creativity. And you know, there's going to be people that are going to try to silence your voice as you grow up. And so, yeah, I felt very lost and, kind of worthless at times. And I remember fighting really hard to get out of that. Like, I had to fight really hard. And because I know how hard I had to fight, I fight just as hard to get somebody to start moving in the right direction. I fight so hard to get people to even think about fighting as hard as I did, because it wasn't easy. And But you know what makes it easy is if you don't give up. If you don't quit, it will be easy. And so, yeah, I just kind of look at life that way. Like, if you don't give up, it will get easier. And so with that truth in mind, now I can use that truth in my future endeavors and my future challenges that come my way. And yeah, it's true, you know, I you can do some really great big things if you don't give up. But anyways, moving forward, I'm just super thankful for the day. Haven't even had my coffee yet. life's just going and going, and time keeps slipping away into the future. But make the most out of the present moment. The present moment is what counts. And I've been a terrible human, and I've been a really good one. And now that I've been on both ends of the spectrum, I'll tell you right now, I'd rather be a good one. I'll choose a good one every single time. But we all have to get there. We all have to get to that place. And I think there's something to be said about feeling guilty of your past self. You know? If you feel guilty, it just means that you care. And it doesn't mean that you're worthless or you should be ashamed. Like, we all have baggage, we all have shortcomings, we all have problems. But I just want you guys to understand, more than anything else, that you're amazing. You're an amazing, wonderful human being who's just trying to figure it all out. So just sitting here pondering on the things that are life. You don't gotta take any shortcuts. You just gotta be patient. Work really hard. Work as fast as you can. No shortcuts. No bullshit. No excuses. Just be patient. If you do that for 20 years, I guarantee you, the things you want in life will just start coming to you. And I'm not talking about, like, the law of attraction. I'm talking about just, you work really hard, good things come from it. And so, yeah, if I could wish you health, I will. And if I can wish you self-awareness, I will. And if I could wish you work ethic, I will. Because these are the things that actually matter. Health, self-awareness, and work ethic. So you can become the person that you were meant to become. So you can have the peace that you've always wanted. That was me. I was that little child who just wanted peace. I wanted peace. I wanted stillness. I wanted a very simple life. To just sit out in nature. Feel the cool breeze. See the trees move and shake with the wind. And just see and hear the animals all around. That's all I really cared for. And so getting yourself to a place where you can have that understanding of who you were back then it should be the same person of who you are now. Your inner feelings, your inner thoughts. It's like you wanted the same stuff when you were a child. It just might look a little different now, or it might come in a different form. But that's just the truth. That's just the truth of the nature of us humans. So, philosophy aside, you have the power to be great. You have the power to do anything your heart desires, but you need to fight for it more than anything. You need to fight for it. So, just wishing you peace, love, and happiness. Hope you have a wonderful day. Bye.